Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the gay or what?
Vince
in the gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Check, two, 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 one, two, check, check, one, two, hey, hey.
Thank you.
1-2-2. Can I get more on my monitor? More vocal on the monitor, please. Two, two, 1-2, check. I still need more vocal on my monitor. Check, check. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the motherfucking Bay, and I'm back. It's been a week. There's been so much faggotry going on Twitter that I didn't even want to bother doing a fucking show, because I know people are just going to come on here and want to talk crap about drama and bullshit. And as you know, I do a respectable broadcast here where I highlight, cybercrime stories and stories related to hacktivism. That's sort of the niche, if you will, that this show has turned into. Also, it's a semi-troll fest. I'll admit it. Guilty as charged. Anywho, test two. Can you guys hear me okay? 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. How are we sounding? Do I sound good now? Are we okay now? Or can you hear me? Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right. So welcome to the program. I'm Vince in the Bay. It is Sunday, November 3rd, 2013. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Tonight is open lines. I have no special guest. So you dictate the conversation. I do have some topics I'd like to touch on and get your thoughts and feelings about. So through the course of the evening, I'm going to get your, you'll get your chance to discuss whatever it is on your mind. And then we can take it from there. Excuse me. I'm feeling a little verklempt. I need some agua, por favor. Oh, man. Oh, what a beautiful day in the Bay today it was. Oh, God. There's nothing quite better than a nice, cool, refreshing beverage. Don't you think? Am I alone on this? A nice, cool, refreshing beverage. It's good times. It's good times. And we're going to have some good times tonight. I don't know what your beverage of choice is. Me being a Raider fan and hanging out with a lot of my home skillets here in the Bay who are Hispanic. They like to drink tequila. Which us gringos refer to as tequila. I'm sorry, call me a pussy, but I will not eat that fucking whatever that is, the worm inside of the... Fuck that. You guys, those Mexicans are crazy. Silly Mexicans. Okay, so the Raiders lost today. They lost to the Philadelphia 76ers by a score of 96-1. That's right. The Raiders were destroyed today by the 76ers. Final score, Philadelphia 96, Oakland 1. So, I invited some of my Hispanic friends to call in tonight, and I hope they'll show up. Because you might not know this, but living in California, it's common knowledge that if you're a Mexican, you are a Raider fan. I know some of them pretend they're Niner fans. They're just self-hating Raider fans that want to root for a team that wins. And that's cool. I don't fault them. That's cool. They can do that. It's their thing. But it's pretty much comes with the territory. You come out of the womb a Mexican / Raider fan. So I'm going to hopefully have some Hispanic friends on to chit-chat about tacos and fuzzy dice and lowriders, mini trucks, mariachi music, diluted cocaine and dirt Mexi weed, and, of course, the Raiders. And you're welcome to call in tonight and tell me about your football team. How'd your team do today? It's Sunday. Most of the games are over. I think right now Indianapolis is playing somebody. But, yeah. Call in. Tell me what your take is on the football action today. Or maybe you want to talk about tacos or lowriders or fuzzy dice, diluted cocaine. It doesn't matter. You're the caller. You dictate the conversation. And before we get going here, let's do a little roll call. Say hi to everybody in the chit chat room. Hey, everybody in the chit chat room. How are we doing out there? Okay. Early chit-chatters, Ambooger, Becalina, Cog, Canadian Glenn, I'm really looking forward to you getting your opportunity to host Russell League Radio. I think that's going to be pretty fucking epic, dude. So let me know when that happens, bro. I'm there. Chef Bonardie, my brother, who loves Red Eye as much as I do. It's a fucking great show. I know people get butthurt because I like Red Eye and it's on Fox News, but those people can lick my butthole because it's a funny show. I think Greg Gutfeld is a genius, and fuck, I wish I could be a guest on that show. Eternal Jimmies of the Spotless Russell is here. Welcome. Feel Rad is in the house. Several guest listeners lurking. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate it. Who else do we... Oh, Jay Geronimo is here. Jay Geronimo, good to have you here, man. That's my homeboy. Hey, dude, check this out. I'm going to be in NYC for the Hammond sentencing, and I hope you are too, and I want to give you a humongous hug when I see you. Johnny Panics. Of course, he's got a rockabilly band, and you should check them out. I think they're playing at the Troubadour on the 25th. They will be opening for Reverend Horton Heat. Should be a good time. Who else do we have? Leo Carvalho. What up, Leo? Welcome to the show. Porno Puppy, another Blog Talk Radio host. He does a show here on Saturdays. His broadcast happens, I believe, at, if I'm not mistaken, it's 6 o'clock Pacific, so that's 9 o'clock Eastern? Whatever. It's Canadian time. Princess Stepford. Hey, Princess Stepford. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. Oh, and always, I'm always happy to see prison reform movement in the building. Prison reform movement, I don't know if you're planning to be in New York for the Jeremy Hammond sentencing. I hope you are, because I would love to meet you. If not, I will take pics. Who else do we got in here? Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio is a Blog Talk Radio show host here. He does two shows. He does one on Wednesday nights. It's more of a serious issues, debate sort of crossfire type thing. It's kind of his serious show. He's a good broadcaster. He came to BTR about less than a year ago, and he's picked it up pretty quick. Of course, he's best known for Wrestling Radio. He's the host and engineer and producer of that show. He does a great show with that. I'm a regular listener caller on that program. That's Saturday nights right after Porno Puppies show. That goes off at 11. Is that right? 11 p.m. Eastern. Also, we have Sick Girl. Hey, Sick Girl, how you doing? Oh, wow. Spyko in the building. My homeboy Spyko. What up, bro? Tinfoil Radio Networks here. Unknown Unknowns in the house. Unknown Unknowns in the building. I love that. Is that Donald Rumsfeld? I'm pretty sure. I'm going to check his IP and trace it, but I'm pretty sure that's got to be Donald Rumsfeld. Come on, dude. Think of a better handle. Really? Who else do we got here? We got Zink. Zink was firsties in the chat, I believe. Big ups to Zink. Zora. Zora in the house. Welcome, Zora. GGT183 in the house. Welcome, GGT. Atomic Ray. Ooh, Atomic Ray in the house. Welcome, Atomic Ray. And I think that about does it for now. I'll do another roll call later in the show. Got a lot of people lined up that want to talk. And we'll get to them in just a moment. Again, if you're interested in talking about tacos, lowriders, mini trucks, mariachi music, diluted cocaine, dirt mexi weed, fuzzy dice, it don't matter. Hit me up, 347-826-7667. And it looks like I have a lot of callers lined up already. Be patient, callers. I'm going to get to you in just a second. While I am screening callers, I think we will take a quick break and listen to a little something from a band called War. And for those of you who weren't around in the 70s, this was the fucking shit. Be right back.
A little higher. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here they come. thank you for joining me once again. I'm back. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm very excited about tonight's show. It's open lines, and I already have some surprise guests lined up to come on the show tonight. First of all, though, it's football season. I'm a Raider fan. And back in the day, I used to have a correspondent, a homeboy from San Jose, who is sort of my Bay Area sports correspondent. He also is a former Blog Talk Radio host. He's a hip-hop artist. And he's a playboy. He comes on he used to come on my show all the time to give me hockey updates on the Sharks or football updates on the Raiders or basketball updates on the Warriors. And tonight, he's back. And I'm so fucking stoked, dude. He is my arch nemesis. He always will be my arch nemesis on BTR. But we put that aside when it comes to the Raiders. Because the Raider Nation is supersedes all this internet faggotry, okay? I don't care if he's a dirty Mexican. He's my brother and a fellow citizen of the Raider Nation. And he's here tonight. And, of course, it wouldn't be. Oh, yeah, and by the way, he's joined by, he has his sidekick, too, with him. If those of you who aren't familiar, I'm talking about Goofy Bone, and his sidekick is Chewbacca. So I'm going to get into this right now. I'm going to intro them with I have some theme music, some introduction music lined up for them. And I'm just going to go ahead and cue this up and bring them on. And we're going to get a Oakland Raiders. Like I said earlier, the Raiders lost today 96-1 to the Philadelphia 76ers. So he's going to give us, he and Chewbacca are going to fill us in on the details, and then you can call in and tell us how your team did. So without any further ado, let's go into this segment. And of course, if you're not familiar with the Raiders, you know that this time of year is, very interesting in the Bay Area. This is when the Indian summer has burned off, and an autumn wind now is upon us.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Yeah, I know, Chewbacca. Ladies and gentlemen, today was a day where you should have wore a fucking hooded sash over your face. I didn't know that Nick Foles would have known that he would have been etched in NFL history when he came to Oakland. That must have been because he was too busy throwing touchdown passes, and the Raiders' defense were too busy with their thumbs up their asses. Ladies and gentlemen, I was there live at the game. I was there in section 126, row 11, seat 4, as I was sitting there drinking my warm freaking beer, pissed off at the referees for not seeing the holding and all the other crap. But nobody cared, because the Eagles took advantage of what was supposed to be a Raider victory. The last past two games, the Eagles only scored 3 points. And they came onto our field, lighting up the scoreboard. 7 touchdowns. Yeah, let's say that again. 7 touchdowns. 1 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. 3 in the third.
Jesus
Christ.
My
God, ladies and gentlemen, that is embarrassing.
I'm ashamed.
Embarrassing.
Dude, every time I think, okay, it can't get worse. It just can't get worse than this. It can only get better from here. Dude, 2 weeks ago, they had a 4th and 52 or some shit. Do you remember that?
I think it was 2nd and 52, but yeah.
Dude, no team has ever, it was like 4th and 46 or something. Like, they punted the ball, and it didn't even reach the first down marker.
And that was sad. That was really fucking sad.
I want to cry.
The thing is, Vince,
yeah.
I want to cry with you, too. I want to cry with you, too, but see, the thing is it starts with management. Mark Davis went out and got the Berenstein Bear, Reggie McKenzie. And Reggie McKenzie had a vision. And we all seen what happened with that vision. He went out to Seattle and bargained for Huckleberry Finn, gave him a free $6 million check to come over here and just be garbage. And I'm telling you, unless we start and take out the top, we're still going to end up with the same results. A couple of years ago when we had the Trigger Man Cable, we were 8-8, and our lives were at least a little bit more happy. We had some hope. But now when we have this stupid Dennis the Menace Allen going around with a stupid visor, who wears visors nowadays? He goes around acting like a coach when he doesn't even yell at his kid. Do something. Sit serious, man. I spend at least $500 every time I go to O.co. And shouts out to the Golden State Warriors. I was there yesterday, and they looked wonderful.
Splash
anyway.
Brothers, baby. The motherfucking Splash Brothers. Hey, and you know what? Wait until Iguodala finds his role. This shit's going to and Barnes comes back. Shit's going to be off the fucking chain, bro. We might have a fucking championship.
You know what Iguodala's role is where Jack and Laundrie was. Or Landry. I call him Laundrie because that's
yeah,
all he was.
I wouldn't say Jack. I would say Laundrie. Landry,
yeah.
But Laundrie's a good one.
Yeah, but no, it's today, as of being an Oakland Raiders fan, it was fucking embarrassing. Oh, my God. And you know what the funny thing is like half of the stadium was fucking Eagle fans. Where the fuck did they come from? Go back to Philadelphia with your fat asses eating fucking, falafel or whatever big and the cheese sandwiches that they eat. Man, a bunch of pigs from the NFC East. But anyways, yeah, it was embarrassing today. Vince, I was there. If my voice doesn't sound so wonderful, it's because I was screaming my head off. But yeah.
Hang on a second, dude. I got some fucking tinfoil asshole in my chat room that's being stupid, and I'm going to have to put him on mute. 2 minutes.
Tinfoil?
Yeah, have you heard of the Tinfoil Radio Network? It's a new BTR show.
Well, unfortunately, no. I have been banned from BTR because...
Hang on a second.
Oh, flag?
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Tinfoil Radio Network. 2 minutes for being I has candy.
No, Chewbacca, he's not you. You're not in trouble. It's okay.
No, Chewie, you're cool. I love you, man. Say hi to Han Solo for me when you get a chance.
Oh, he don't talk to him no more. Money issue.
Oh, really? They still haven't worked that out?
I'm going to tell you something, Vince. Their hatred is even more worse than me and you.
Oh, it's gotten that bad?
Yeah, I mean, shit, we're talking about, fuck it, oh, well, back then you owed me money, and now it's plus interest, you know? And
yeah.
It's like, how do you calculate interest with time travel, I mean, with, you know, space? It doesn't work. I don't know.
Fuck.
I'm just mad.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for giving us the scoop on the Raiders. I'm disappointed as per usual, but do you and Chewie want to stick around and be my co-host tonight while I take calls?
Well, that's what I thought your tweet meant, but yeah, I guess we could do that.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, but I didn't want to be presumptuous because you are a busy man.
Well, yes, but unfortunately, I'm not going to bring some bitch home after I fucking lost.
I know. You can't fuck the pain away. I don't care what people...
You can't be a winner no matter what in that situation. I'm sorry. Not even Goofy Bone could fucking win one. Sorry.
I know. I can't. I disagree with Peaches on this one. You cannot fuck the pain away. You can try, but you won't.
You can't. But I thank God the Niners didn't play because I'm tired of hearing about that stupid Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, my God.
It looks like Humpty Hump. Oh, my God. I'm serious, man. It's not like I hate the guy. It's like, no. That guy is what you're left with. And look at Alex Smith on how wonderful he's doing. Karma killed you in the Super Bowl, and that's why you lost. Period.
That's what's up. All right, Goofy. Chewie, hang on. We got calls. I think I have an old friend of yours. You guys... Yeah, no, Chewie, it's cool. No, he's not going to call. Trust me, he's a pussy. He doesn't have the balls. No, but seriously, there's this guy you guys remember, Nigger Christ, right?
Nigger Christ. Is he still a nigger?
No, I mean, well, come on. Between me and you, let's be real. The real talk, it's fucking Wigger Christ. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, I'm not one to put people down. Okay, yeah, he wore the black face, but I mean, come on, Vince. I mean, you got to at least try to lift their spirits.
Oh, by the way, really quick, before we bring Nigger Christ on, can I ask you a quick side note question?
Sure, go ahead. But raise your hand before you do it.
Goofy Bone, Vince in the Bay from the Blog Talk Radio Network, I have a question.
Yes. Vince in the back.
Oh, geez, I forgot what my question was. Oh, I remembered. Okay. Do you know who KY Anonymous is?
Vince, how long have you known me?
Fuck, dude. Probably, like, what,
quite
4 years
let's
now?
Let's just say quite some time. When
yeah.
do I hang out with Anonymous?
Never.
Seriously, yeah. I used to be called the Anonymous Mexican because I used it for a different thing, not for Anonymous. The women, when I would send them little love notes, I used to be called the Anonymous Mexican. But now Anonymous came out and I have to wear a mask with that name? No, I'm not going to do it.
All right, my
no,
bad.
My bad.
Never mind. Forget I asked.
I'm just mad at Anonymous. Just mad.
Okay. Yeah, everybody is. No worries. Okay. All right, dude. I'm going to bring on Nigger Christ now. Ever since you've been gone, he's been, like, fucking trying to push all his Wigger music on me. And I'm sure he's calling in to, like, fucking, like, freestyle battle you or some shit. Yeah.
I didn't sign up for that, Vince. You have to pay extra for that.
Hey, did I say that was going to happen? No.
If you want, I'll do it later on in the Chewbacca, if you can, book that. We got to put my rap, write me some rap lyrics, Chewbacca, so I could, you know, get into freestyle mode. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I'm just saying this is his agenda, all right? He's going to come in here. He's going to try to talk smack on you. He's going to call you a spick and all that other bullshit. And he's going to tell you how he's the best rapper alive and that you're worse than KY Anonymous. That's why I asked you about KY Anonymous, because he's this anon who thinks another Wigger who thinks he's a rap star. So he's going to – just trust me. I'm trying to set you up here so you get a little bit of a backstory, because I know you've been gone for a while.
Okay, well, you know what, Vince? I want to say if this guy insults me, I'm going to run away, okay? I'll leave Chewbacca here, but I'll run away. Okay?
No worries. Okay. All right. He's got a huge heart on right now. I know it. So I'm going to let him on. Welcome to the show, Nigger Christ. You're on with Goofy Bone and Chewbacca.
I will gooch.
Nothing much, dude. We're just hanging out. It's open lines. We're talking about the Raiders. We're talking about tacos. What's your favorite football team, and how'd they do today?
I don't know shit about football.
Oh, because you're a gay nerd?
I'm very fun that shit. I don't watch the sport. I watch me some bitches mud wrestling. Wrestling a fucking big bowl of Jell-O pudding. That's the kind of shit Bill Cosby masturbates to.
But how much Jell-O pudding do you need for one of those? I was thinking of just chilling in one.
That's actually a good question. I should try to do the math on that real quick. Let's see. How much Jell-O to fill a pool? All right, here we go.
Once again, we're live here with Nigger Christ and my co-host tonight, Goofy Bone and Chewbacca. Nigger Christ, do you have the figures for us? What happened? Or did you... What's up?
I'm looking here. There's one for a full-size pool, but not one for, like, a little... Like, what kind of pool are you talking about here?
I don't know, Chewbacca. Should we do, like, a little kid's pool? Yeah. Do, like, a little kid's pool or something. Something I can lay in.
Hmm. All right.
Maybe get a fat girl to come over and eat all the Jell-O around me until she gets to the bone.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Goofy, I have another question for you.
Okay, you know how to ask, so.
All right. So Chewbacca sounds he's like way in the background over there. Is he on his computer fapping to porn while the show's going on?
Chewbacca doesn't like women who don't have hair, so unfortunately, if you found Wookiee porn, tell him the website, and he will ejaculate. But until then, no. He's actually in the back because where I'm at, you know, it's, you know, proper show format. The person has to be in the front, and the engineering manager is in the back with all the engineering stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know what's up. Anyway, Nigger Christ, anything else for Goofy Nigger Christ?
Yeah, it's looking like it's funny. About 200 packages of the Jell-O pudding to make that fill up that pot.
Okay.
Will that work? Thanks. Now, will chlorinated water work well with that? Does that mix? Is that going to cause any sort of skin rashes or anything?
I'm thinking you might not want to get the chlorinated water. Just, you know, mix in the regular pudding stuff and throw that all in a bowl.
So you're going to have to, what, buy like 50,000 jugs of Arrowhead spring water?
No, probably maybe about 5 jugs.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Okay. I'm sorry, Nigger Christ, what's your favorite kind of taco?
I don't know, I like them Taco Bell tacos. Them Dorito tacos taste like booty, though.
Yeah. What's your take on fuzzy dice?
Fuzzy dice, well, they're usually pretty tacky things to have, and when I see some car with fuzzy dice in it, I kind of just cross my fingers and silently pray to myself that they get into a wreck.
Nigger Christ, do you now or have you ever owned a mini truck?
Nah, a mini truck, that ain't for me. I got the Maserati out front, but that's it.
Nigger Christ, mariachi music, yes or no?
Fuck mariachi music. Them goddamn Mexicans behind me always playing that goddamn mariachi music. They got their music, they got their 10 dogs out there barking, I can't stand them.
Huh. Okay. I wasn't expecting that answer. Interesting. Okay. What else do we have here? Cocaine. What do you feel about it being diluted to the point where it's basically baking powder you're snorting?
My lawyer says I should not comment on any kind of cocaine question.
Ouch, that hurts. Now, being someone who used to slang that stuff, you know, I know people that would get away with that, and, oh, man. Ouch. That hurts.
Yeah, because by the time that shit gets up to California, that's all you got.
Of course. Everyone's trying to make their ends. They're trying to, you know, fill in the fillers, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's bullshit. All right, Nigger Christ, dirt weed. What do you think of it?
I ain't much of a weed guy myself. That ain't my thing.
Are you shitting me? You're Nigger Christ. Aren't you required to smoke weed?
Nah. See, I don't need the weed to create the bars that I do. I tap straight into the holy energy to get that done.
All right, whatever. Okay, let's take more calls. I think this might be Spyco. I don't know for sure. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Okay.
Oh,
maybe
fuck.
It's
not. Let me find headphones.
Yeah, go ahead. That's Spyco. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Spyco joining us from Jakarta. How's it going, Spyco?
Wait, did you Spyco? Just dox me? Did you just say from Houston? I'm watching the game right now.
No, said you're from Jakarta?
No, I said he was from Jakarta. You doxed yourself,
Houston,
asshole.
Texas.
Oh, you said you're from Houston.
Texas.
Well, okay, whatever. Fuck. Forget it then. That's the last time I try to cover for you, asshole.
Dummy.
That's right. Houston, Texas. Phone number 832-713-7792.
Come on in. Hey, okay, you know what? I would love... Okay, we will get a chance to talk to you about your faggot-ass Texas. But for now, you're on timeout.
what?
Spyco. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Spyco.
Vince, isn't what it? Was that he was talking about? Why was he giving out a number? What's that called?
That is a violation of one of my rules. I don't condone people putting out personal information. I don't care whose it is. I don't care if it's your own. I will not let you self-incriminate yourself or put yourself in danger. I don't appreciate people. That's not part of my show.
Okay.
So he's on timeout. And and it looks like Spyco would like to be put on timeout in the chat room as well. So
okay.
I'm going to take a minute here to facilitate that. 2 minutes.
You should put him in the bathroom.
Spyco, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Spyco. For doxing yourself, fucking moron. I can't wait to ask him the cocaine question later. Okay, moving on. We're going unscreened to these callers, so get ready, kids. Here we go. Next caller, blocked number, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Danny.
Danny Dantalian, everybody. Welcome, Danny.
Come on, you're Gilch, on. Dan.
What's up?
Danny, of course, is the vice president of the Russell League, or I don't know. Actually, I read Twitter, and everything is true on Twitter. I think he's been ousted in a coup, and he is the former vice president of Russell League. And he joins me with another former member who was ousted in the coup, Nigger Christ. And, of course, we have my guest hosts tonight, Goofy Bone and Chewbacca.
Yeah, I'm actually now the vice president of True Capitalist Radio.
Oh, you switched? You guys swapped organizations?
Yeah.
Wow, how did that happen? Congratulations.
It's like we were thinking of doing a merger, and then we're like, no, let's just do a total conversion. It'll work out best for the IPOs.
Yeah, two birds with one stone. That's great. So what are some of the plans that you guys have for this new venture?
Just pretty much posting fake docs, inaccurate information, and, just sticking to the true ghost politics spirit of just completely and utterly failing at everything.
Is this a drinking show? Can I drink on this show?
Dude, you have to ask. Come on, bro. You know what's up.
Sorry, I thought you were getting, like a real show and shit. Sorry.
No, I know. It kind of, every once in a while, it kind of feels like that. I'm flattered that you think that, but come on, dude.
If fucking people in Russia could, intercept this show somehow, they probably think it was some kind of fucked up number station.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, I call this show essentially a conference call for retards. If somebody were to accidentally, join this call, they would just be like, who are these idiots on this party line?
Some fucking ham radio operator in the middle of the Siberian tundra with fucking one of those big fluffy-ass hats on in front of his fucking ham radio, and he gets this shit and starts fucking freaking out.
No, he wasn't talking about that, Chewbacca. He got offended when you said fluffy-ass hats. Thought maybe you killed some Wookiees for some fur.
No, I think they use, yaks or some shit. What the fuck is a yak, anyway? Is it, a goat cow? I don't even know what the fuck a yak is. Is it, a bison?
I've never
heard of a yak was like a camel.
I thought a yak is what I did when I was hot, when I hugged the porcelain in my 20s.
After you got out of bed with Mercedes.
Hey, look. Hey, you're just jelly. You're just jelly. You're just jelly. All that teasing means is you're jelly. That's it. She's a cute girl, man. She's fucking cute. And she's got a cute new haircut. She's got a cute new haircut now, too.
So why did you go yak in the toilet?
I didn't yak, dude. I barely even... whatever. Yeah, I yak. You got me. Sorry.
Ha-ha, Vince, you yak.
Yeah, she got that yak pussy, and you looking like Paul Bunyan up in here, I'll say.
Wait, wasn't that an ox? No, he had an ox.
Yeah.
Which is like a big cow. But I don't even know what a yak is, though.
Close enough, really? You know. It's all that same kind of large animal territory.
Oh, man.
Okay. I have a question. Any of y'all planning on going to that Million Mask March thing?
I am. I'm going to go.
Oh, sweet.
Is
I'm
that
going
a really special thing?
Yeah. I plan on doing that right after I drink a liquid mercury milkshake. Yeah, I'll be
Wait a minute. Is there really such a thing?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fucking hilarious, dude. It's going to be...
Okay, now, is just people just going to wear the mask, or are they going to wear the whole getup?
Yeah, a bunch of fags are going to go out there in masks, mixed in with feds, and real Anons are going to show up without masks on and laugh at them.
Yeah.
I'm going down there to laugh at the ones in Austin. Maybe pray for a little police brutality, you know what I'm saying? Get some Rodney King shit up in there.
Aw, pippy beat, man. Just go down there and spray them all with champagne and yell out, "We are the 1%.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's what Geist is going to do.
Oh, that's classic. You got to videotape it, man. Tell him to videotape it, dude, for sure. Post that shit on YouTube. Okay, so here's my plan. I plan to go to the San Francisco one, and I'm just going to be like, approach it like I'm Vince in the Bay covering from BTR. You know, I cover cybercrime and hacktivism and Anonymous and all this shit, and I'm just going to see what's up. Is this legit? Is this real? Is this just fucking faggotry? You know, I'm going to be there to find out.
Well, congratulations, Vince. That sounds like a great thing.
You should tell them you're Timcast.
Oh, I'm going to wear a beanie.
Are you going to ride your bicycle again, Vince?
See, Goofy knows what's up. No bike, dude. I'm just going to chill, man. I'm just going to lurk and see what's up. Anyway,
24/7/8/6/6/7. I don't want you getting hurt out there.
yeah, because those Anons, you know, they're fucking like, you know, they're like murdering people left and right.
You never know, man. Some of them can sit on you. They got to be pretty big. You know, rub their neck beards across you. That'd probably burn a bit.
Oh, my God, dude. That dude, the archer, sent me a picture of the fattest Anon I've ever seen in my entire life.
You probably
had to wear
two guy
pops fast. Did you guys see that picture he posted? It was of this kid in a fucking canoe or some shit in the middle of a lake. I mean,
that one. Yeah.
That it looked like Shadow DXS pretending to be an Anon. It was fucking hilarious. I peed my pants, dude.
Sheesh.
Okay, so wait a minute. They put the fat kid in a canoe, and they took a picture of him?
I don't know who took the picture, dude. It might be like a GoPro camera he set up or something, dude. There's no way he fit anybody else in that boat without it sinking, dude.
Oh, Jesus. You sure that wasn't a picture of me?
No, bro, no. Come on, dude. Not even close. Dude,
okay.
This guy equals four of you.
Oh, Jesus. Don't want to sit next to him next to an all-you-can-eat fucking restaurant.
So.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know they came in that size. So, yeah, if you guys go check out the Archer's timeline and his pics, unless he deleted it like a pussy, it should still be there. It's fucking hilarious, dude. I cried. I really did. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. We got more callers. Another caller, unscreened. You've been waiting very patiently. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Josh. I called in last week.
Oh, what's up, Josh? How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
Man, I've been listening in and basically listening to and watching football at the same time. My team won by an overtime by a field goal. It was a gut-wrenching game. They wind up winning 27-24, which was Seattle. But sorry about you here in Oakland lost. I watched that game as well. It was pretty bad.
And the funny thing is, it was on Fox today.
Exactly. Well, where I live, it was on NFL Network because, of course, I live so far away from where you guys are. We don't get that where I'm at.
Oh, wow. I guess that's a violation. But
yeah, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
You know what? I can see right through you. You're talking about Canadian football. This guy's a Canadian.
Well, he's from Canada.
Oh, I'm not from Canada.
Yeah, yes.
You're not from Canada?
Say about for me.
About?
Yeah, you had to think about it. Yep, Canadian. You know, I get that's the other thing, Goofy Bone. I get these Canadians who have infiltrated my show too. Like when you left, it was just Russell League, but then they brought in these Canadians who like try to pretend like they're nice, but they're really fucking assholes.
Fuck Canada.
I've never met a bad person from Canada. They're all nice people.
They're too nice. They need to be brought down a peg.
So how was your inquiry at the PayPal 14 case?
Oh, it was great. I had a great time. I was disappointed from a reporting standpoint. I honestly went there. Well, I had two agendas. One was to report on the proceedings. I was hoping that they were going to get off and I could like tweet out, "Yo, hey everybody, they've settled, you know, blah blah blah. Here's what's up." And I got to the court 15 minutes late and it was already over.
Wow.
Basically, all he did is they had a one-hour meeting with the lawyers, and then they went into the court and decided that they were going to postpone till December 5th.
That's lame.
Totally. So I showed up while they had all filed out of the court, and they were like, you know, mingling, and then they went over to a restaurant and had lunch and drinks and stuff, and I got to hang out with them and meet some of the ones that I hadn't met before, and so it was fun. It was more just a social gathering, really, more than anything, which was a disappointment from a reporting standpoint, but it was cool for, you know, just to be able to hang out with some friends and make new friends.
That's cool. I heard you're also going to the Million Mass March in San Francisco. I got the details on the one that's actually in Washington, which is actually going to be an open mic for anyone to actually.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, it's there's.
Seriously, but, do you trust any Anon action that's based in D.C.? Get real.
No. No. I think that's a trap in my part.
I'm going to go to San Francisco because, believe it or not, you remember Chanology, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco is one of the few cities that has an active Chanology still to this day. It's not 300 people anymore, but it's still a ragtag crew of about, I don't know, maybe a dozen or two. And they still do, quote, raids, which are basically they just protest on the sidewalk outside with signs and stuff and masks. And they dance and they bring a boombox. But I wouldn't be surprised if they showed up, too, just to lurk and see what's up.
I myself personally is going to the Tallahassee event.
Tallahassee. See, that'll be interesting. Because seriously, like they say, anonymous is an idea, right?
Correct.
So the idea is going to be different for somebody in San Francisco than it's going to be for somebody in Tallahassee. So it'll be interesting.
I have a question on that.
Yeah.
What would be the ratio to that from San Francisco to Tallahassee?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
I'd imagine San Francisco would probably be a lot larger than Tallahassee, but I'm not sure.
But it's whatever. I mean, it's November 5th. It's Guy Fawkes Day. I mean, it's a cool rallying. It's a cool excuse for people who are activists that want to dissent in a peaceful manner to speak their mind. And I'm all for that.
I really hope the cops beat their asses.
Shut up, nigger Christ, dude. Nice, man. These kids, the kids that are going to show up, that you know, they want to be, you know, make a difference and shit. You know, they just need to be careful about who they mingle with, because they're going to be subversives. There's going to be people like I Has Candy who's going to show up and tell them to blow up buildings and bullshit.
No, but what pisses me off is some of those kids, they have heart and they have beliefs and they believe in this shit. And the people who are supposed to guide them are over there trolling them. And then you got these kids who have beliefs for what, you know, what's out there. They're going in circles. They don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's trouble
time. I feel bad for them.
And that's the thing, though. They're going to learn that lesson, and they got to learn it one way or the other. And the way they're probably going to learn it is getting beaten, thrown in jail, and raped by a nigger.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You're black. You rape people?
Yeah. My lawyer said I shouldn't comment on that.
Well, a non-headline says
Jim
hello to Chewie.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I
don't know.
Well, just in case you didn't hear me, I said hello, Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's outside.
Chewie!
Well. Come over here. What was your name again?
You can call me a non-headline.
A non-headline. A non-headline wants to say hi. Oh, he said hi already. I'm sorry.
I heard him.
Hey, let Chewie fap to his Wookiee porn, all right?
Actually, I got a question for Goofy here. I got a question. Something I've always wanted to know about you, all right? Why is it that you call your sister Chewbacca?
Call my sister Chewbacca?
Yeah, why do you call your sister Chewbacca, man? I see the resemblance.
Nah,
I just don't get the name.
Nah, nigger Christ, you got this wrong, brother. My sister's Chica the Gay, all right? Chewbacca is Chewbacca. You know Chewbacca from all the Star Wars films?
Yeah,
dude, I miss Chica the Gay. Bro, I miss Chica the Gay. Next time you talk to her, tell her Vince the Bass is high.
Dude, Vince, we were at the fucking Warriors game yesterday. Chica the Gay is crazy Warrior fan.
Oh,
crazy
dude.
Warrior.
Dude, you should bring, when we do a Warriors wrap-up, you should bring her on, dude.
She don't live with me. I have to go get
Duh.
Her.
Duh, tell her to call. She doesn't have to be there. Just tell her to call.
Nah, she's too busy with her lesbian fat bitches. That's the problem, my sister. Like I get some, you know, I get some good looking and, you know, some decent chicks. My sister likes to go down south, like, get the nastiest of the fucking monsters of the world. And it's sad, man. It's like, fuck, sister, why?
All right, hey, who's trying to fucking tone hack my shit?
I thought I was muted. I was doing the 1 and 1,
the
fucking light
up
your switchboard.
I'm
sorry.
Oh, you want to be muted? No problem.
No, I don't.
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm with Nigger Christ, Chewbacca, Goofy Bone, and somebody else. I forgot his name. It's a non-something or other. Josh, right?
A non-headline, yes.
Is somebody taking a piss on my show right now?
Not me. Chewie, you peeing? No? Mm-mm. Not us.
I don't appreciate people peeing on my show. Okay? And also, I'd like to make a disclaimer. Tinfoil Radio Network, you are dangerously close to being banned from my chat room. I'm done putting you on timeout. The next time you cross the line, you're gone.
I say ban them. I'm in the chat room, but I haven't made a name. I'm just
go ahead. Flood it with 1,000 bots. I want to see it. Hey everybody, look at Tinfoil Radio Network. Wave goodbye. Ciao, brother.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Good night. See ya.
Hey Vince, I got a question about that Mercedes picture.
Oh no, what about it?
How does it smell?
What?
How does it smell?
Who?
Dude, you're being disrespectful. I'm putting you on timeout, and you know what? You know what your punishment is for being on timeout? Is we get to take a break, and you get to listen to the best rapper alive on the internet teach you a little lesson about how to give a girl a bone.
Yes.
So take notes, Nigger Christ, because my homeboy from San Ho knows how to lay some pipe, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back after these words from Goofy Bone.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? This is so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Big girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. Two strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick. Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just she knows I eat a big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on her back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Letting me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thug, trying to run away from the bar. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just got on the side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buy me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'm a player for life and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zip up on her dress. That's the body of the year and it tastes so good. She likes to nail cause I got that wood. Hitting it hard where I roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home. Cause I'm not her boyfriend, I'm just her.
broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
All right, you already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. My guest hosts for the evening are our good friends from the South Bay, Goofy Bone and Chewbacca. Thank you guys for joining me tonight.
No problem, Vince. Anything to help a good old friend, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down, homie.
Great.
Cool. Well, we still have a ton of callers. I'm going to bring on a new special surprise guest. Are you familiar with the Juggalos by any chance?
The Juggalos, those are those little stupid white kids that paint their faces like little clowns and shit.
Exactly. Except yeah. Some of them. Except some of them aren't so little.
Oh, they're big like me.
No, dude.
They're freaks like me, Vince.
They're freaks. They're freakier than you, and they are the equivalent in size of 10 of you.
They're that big.
Dude, I'm talking about so big, they fucking break elevators.
Jesus Christ. I've seen big grinners rip out fucking the railing from, we were walking up the stairs. But I never seen nobody rip out elevators. My God.
Dude, this particular Juggalo zero-dayed an elevator in fucking Las Vegas, in a Las Vegas casino hotel, just by jumping on the elevator.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, yeah. And he endangered the lives of 30 innocent individuals who were just trying to get upstairs to have a good time.
My God.
These, I'm telling you, man, these Juggalos are monsters.
Now I'm afraid to walk outside for the comment that I just made. Thank you very much, Vincent DeBay. Jesus. Yeah, you too, Chewbacca.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I think you and Chewie can probably take this guy.
I didn't come on here to fight Juggalos, okay? I know you didn't.
But unfortunately, it's open lines. I have to take all the calls. This guy's a regular caller of mine. He's a really cool guy. He just happens to be a little bit confused and is into insane clown pussies.
Do those guys still rap?
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Oh, I don't know. Don't they sing something?
Yeah, I'm not
trying to clown, Vince. Okay, I don't want no trouble.
I'm just trying to tell you. No, I'm giving you the backstory before I bring them on, so you know what's up because you've been gone.
Okay.
No. Insane clown pussies are just these dudes that wear makeup and tickle each other's anuses on a stage in front of a bunch of other ass ticklers who are made up in face paint. And during the process, the ass ticklers and the audience hurl bottles and D-cell batteries and cocaine on the stage. And the members, they have like some CD player on a loop. And they take all the projectiles that are thrown on stage and shove them up their assholes.
Ah, Jesus. Hey, aren't they responsible for, what was it, Tila Tequila getting hit with something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They fucking, like, destroyed
her. Okay, okay. You know what? Shout out to them because, I mean, that bitch is dumber than shit. I heard she's on BTR. Is that true?
Oh, God, I hope not. I'm sorry. If she is... Okay, check this out. Last night on Wrestle League Radio and Porno Puppies Radio Show, you know how every once in a while the fucking BTR admins will come in and they'll be in, you know, highlighted in red? And
you know, they went into Wrestle League?
Both Wrestle League and the other one, Puppies Show.
Oh, my God. And
what did
they
do? And check this out. They lurked. They didn't say anything, and they fucking banned people. They banned like 10 people from the show.
Wait a minute. They went in there and just banned people themselves? Jesus Christ. Talk about blogging. My God. That's why I left that stupid world. They exited me, but I still left. But, I mean, fuck.
Yeah,
no fucking respect.
Check this out. When the BTR rep was in the Wrestle League chat room, they fucking doxed her.
Who was it? Shannon Bingy?
No, it wasn't her. No, it was some other chick. Shannon's,
man,
cool. Shannon's cool. Shannon wouldn't do that. Shannon's cool.
You know what Shannon did? She forwarded me because one of the trolls retweeted something I said, and she thought because that troll was talking shit to the BTR that I was the one, you know, trying to get that person to, you know, talk shit about BTR. So she banned me for like 2 days.
Yeah, it's too bad, man. Well, you're Mexican, so...
Yeah, you know, I'm the janitor, so that's why.
But no, she's been cool to me, because people have complained about my show in the past, and she's been very diplomatic. She sent me very cordial, very, you know, straightforward emails, you know, just saying, hey, you know, we got this complaint, we're looking into it, we'd rather you just not... mention the person who's complaining and just, you know, don't blog about them. Don't talk about them on your show. We're looking into this. It would just be better if you just didn't do that. Blah, 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 blah. And I responded. I was like, no problem. I have no interest in talking about that person at all. That person was brought up by a guest on my show. And, you know, that was unfortunate, but believe me, I just want to do my show, have fun, and I have no interest in talking about that person. And she was like, she didn't get back to me, nothing. It was just, you know, moving on. So she's cool. She's reasonable. She knows what's up. She's been doing this for 6 years? She's seen it all, man. She's gone from Bill Wagoner to Debbie Daly to Goofy Bone and backwards. And the fucking Milltown crew. So she knows what's up, dude.
You know what the thing is that, you know, they believe that one individual and actually really believe that I was going to chop that person's head off and show it to everybody. That's how dumb the dingy was. And John C. Sweet and all of them. They all laughed at me, and they, you know, at first they were all, you know, man, you got a great show, you know, we all listen to you, and then now they're all hating me. It's like, how does that happen? I don't understand. But hey, Vince, I told you, this is yours now. It's all yours. It's yours now, Vince, and I hope you succeed to the highest expectations. And that's it. Chewbacca, you got anything you want to say now? Nothing? Yeah.
He wants the Juggalo to come on? Yeah, I'm sorry. Chewbacca,
yeah,
my bad.
The Juggalo. He wants to see how big he is.
My bad. We got diverted about BTR bullshit. So my bad.
Sorry.
And I apologize to Shadow DXS, who's been waiting patiently. Chewbacca, thank you. You're always the voice of reason, Chewbacca. I really appreciate you. No, dude. I mean, not like that. I'm not homo like that, dude. Okay. So, all right. Anyways, Juggalos. Let's get back on topic. All right. We were talking shit about Juggalos. We have the largest Juggalo in the universe on the line, and he's here to retort. Welcome to the show, Shadow DXS.
What up, fucker? First question I got for you. How the fuck are you going to say I'm confused when you're the one that fucked Mercedes Hefner?
Who's Mercedes Hefner?
A nasty asshole in fucking Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is this true?
This is some hostile questioning. I don't know if I appreciate this.
Hey, hold on. You can talk shit, but I can't talk shit?
No, we're talking about Juggalos. We're not talking about my sex life.
And there's only one Vince the Bay. There's a whole bunch of Juggalos, so I can only talk about Vince the Bay as an entity. So here it goes. How the fuck are you going to ask me how I'm confused, yet you're going to sit here and say, you fuck Mercedes Hefner?
Look.
Last night on Russell Radio.
On Russell Radio? Okay, look, I slept. Okay, I went to bed with Mercedes. I admit it. She knew that somebody was taking a picture, so she covered her face. I don't blame her. Look.
Wait a minute, Vince. You had this chick in your bed, and you had all the people take pictures of you?
No. I was with a friend, and she called my friend and said, hey, can you bring Vince and the Bay to my hotel room? I want to talk to him. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll say hi to Mercedes, no problem. So we, you know, she was in bed, she was hanging out, she was kind of wasted. I think she drank a lot. And we were just kicking it, dude. I was just like, what's up? And, you know, we just small talk. She's telling me about this, podcaster that she thinks is better than me. Apparently there's this guy, I don't know if you guys noticed my Twitter, I changed it to Cecil in the Bay and put some fags picture in there. That's Cecil. That's this guy that she thinks is a better podcaster than me. So she
you're
proceeded...
trying to get Cecil to fuck her?
No. So she proceeds to fucking play Cecil's podcast on a fucking loop for like an hour and a half straight. And I'm like, dude, this is cool and all, but I'm tired. I'm kind of hungover, and I got to go. And then she fucking pulled me into her bed and attacked me. I can't, you know, who's going to, I mean, she's a monster, dude.
Wait, she attacked you as drunk as fucked up as she was, looking like she was passed out in that bed. Bitch, I thought you raped her.
Look, a lot happened. A lot transpired. There's a lot of time between what
well,
I
how did it go
said.
From you fucking her to you raping her now? And now I think I'm confused.
Whoa. You know what? I'm sorry. You're my guest host tonight, Goofy. But you're going to get 2 minutes.
Okay. Come on, Chewbacca. We're getting 2 minutes.
Chewbacca and Goofy Bone, 2 minutes for accusing me of rape. I have never had sexual relations with any woman without consent, and I do not appreciate anyone joking otherwise. Okay?
Can I get some clarification that you said she attacked you? Does that mean that she raped you?
Look, this is a legal matter. I cannot speak about it on the air. I've said enough. You know, I was inebriated when I was on the Russell League radio program, and my lawyer called me and said I should hang up. I hung up, and I can't really talk about it much more than what I've said.
Okay, well, then let's talk about what you did say, like about you pleading the Fifth Amendment to not using a condom and to the fact that you also fucked her in the ass and mouth.
I'd like to point out where I said that, please.
Sure, you can go to the Russell League Radio Live on BTR's website, and you can download the archive and find yourself saying that.
Again, I will defer you to my lawyer, like I said. I was inebriated. I embellished some details, and I apologize if I misled anybody. And I'm no longer going to comment on this.
That's cool. You can go ahead and bring Nigger Christ back if he's still online then.
All right, Nigger Christ, you're back.
Hey, well, Gucci, have me up in here.
Okay.
Well,
we've got Jesus Christ. We got you. We got Nigger Christ. Spyko's back. Spyko, are you there?
Hippy!
Yeah,
where
I'm
are
always
you?
Here. I'm always here.
You sound sad.
What up, homie?
You sound sad.
What?
You sound sad. What's
yeah,
what's
dude?
The
I just listen. I just listen to you know. All these accusations and whatnot of you doing various sexual acts or having sexual acts done to you willingly and or against one's will. And I'm just sad.
It's some heavy shit, huh, Spyko?
It really is. Like, it really makes you think about life, you know?
Hey, Goofy, you still on?
He's in timeout for being a spick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I forgot. We're not supposed to troll Goofy Bone because he'll run away scared.
Hey, when he comes back on, I got some choice words for him.
Ooh, choice like teeth?
I got some nice words for him right here.
Okay, guys, I have a newsflash. This is not fucking Reaper League Radio, so I'm gonna put you all on hold and bring back my.
Back it up! Back it!
Bring back my. Whatever, and bring back my distinguished co-host tonight, of course, former Blog Talk Radio host.
God damn it, Chewbacca, close that door. Well, we're going to be in here for 2 minutes. We're fucking in trouble.
No,
close
Goofy, you're
door.
Back. Goofy, you're back. You're back. You're off timeout. You're back.
Oh, are we back?
Yeah.
Chewbacca, stop. Stop shitting. We're back. Hey, Vince, I'm going to say something. That guy said that you did the R word, not me. He went from saying that you F'd her and then you... Arder. That's what I was trying to say, that I got confused. But...
Oh, my
yeah.
bad, my bad. You know, I got so many idiots talking shit in my ear and fucking DMing me and PMing me. I lose stuff all the time. You know how it is when you have to, you know... doing a BTR show by yourself, you're lucky you have Chewbacca. Because, you know, if you had to do this yourself, it's essentially herding cats.
It is, and a lot of people don't know that kitty litter could get you out of the snow. If you're stuck. Or something. Yeah.
The number is 347-826-7667. We got about a half hour left here. I'm joined tonight by my co-hosts, Goofy Bone and Chewbacca. We're taking your calls. We're discussing dice, tacos, lowriders, mini trucks, the Raiders, cocaine, weed, whatever you want to talk about. I want to hear your opinion. Oh, we've also touched on juggalos and other faggots that proliferate our country, unfortunately.
So I have
All right.
a question.
Yeah.
Do the juggalos, do they have their different face paints, like their different character faces, or do they pick different faces every day?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answers, but I know who will know the answer. It's Shadow DXS. Shadow, do you have the answer to that? Stop trying to tone hack me, asshole. Shadow. Are you there?
Hi.
Okay, we got a really bad connection. Call back. So, Where was I? Let's bring back Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, you're back with Goofy Bone and Chewbacca.
Hey, Goofy, I got some words for you.
Yeah, now you said they were kind words, right?
Now, they're the special kind of words, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, yeah, you think you got buzz? Nigga, I'm Fort Knox. Got 100 white bitches up on my dark cock. You caught the rifle while I'm firing the missile. But I got your baby sister up underneath the mistletoe. And in case you didn't know, I fucked your whole family, got your girl in a camel toe. You say you saw mama kissing Santa Claus? Well, I saw your mama kissing the black son of God. Don't think your rhymes aren't flawed for a minute. If we're talking white pussy, then you know I'm going to get it. Show me a drum, bitch, and you know that I hit it. But if you're talking fat skanks, then you better forget it. Because you know that I ain't with it. I keep it 500. You can't run up on me because I'm the number one stunner. I ain't no gunner, but I leave you running like Boston. Because, nigga, you know I'm dropping bombs like the black Stone Cold Steve Austin, bitch.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's amazing, Chewbacca. Chewbacca, do you have anything that you want to add to that one, Chewbacca? Because that was wonderful. Go ahead, Chewie. Can Chewie sing? I mean, rap battle?
Yeah, go ahead, Chewie.
Go ahead, Chewbacca. We'll play the music.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him, Chewie. Clowning motherfucker. All right, Chewie. All right. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough, Chewie. No more shit.
That was more... Yeah, that was more of the blues, but it was still better than
Nigger
Christ.
Yeah, you know, Chewbacca doesn't know the rap battles, you know. He wants to sing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, I didn't realize you could play guitar. That was pretty good. I mean drums.
Well, you know,
I mean,
I'm Mexican.
Was that you on drums and Chewbacca on guitar or vice versa?
Chewbacca does the drums. I do the guitar. Like, you know, a little bluesy type of, you know, riff and D.
See, Matt, that's the thing people don't know about you. And a lot of rappers is people think, oh, you're a rapper. Oh, that means you just have like a DJ and you just rap over pre-recorded beats. You're not really a musician. Dude, when I get to know real rappers, they can fucking play guitar. They can play drums. They can play bass. They can play organ. They can do all that shit. But they're better at rapping, and they can get people that are better at drums and shit to fucking back them up.
You know, it's just the business of finding people who are not all greedy for money. That's how a group, you know, lasts long, or either get ripped off like TLC did. But I'm not going to go into that VH1 story, but. People need to understand that when you're all on the same page, everything is wheeling, turning. I mean, the wheels are turning, and it's going in the right direction. When you got somebody trying to be ahead of everybody, you're going to crash, land, and it's going to look nasty.
No shit. That's what's up. Okay, well, I guess Nigger Christ pretty much shut his trap. He has nothing to...
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was busy on Twitter, that Archer idiot talking shit again.
Oh, no, what's he saying? What'd you say to him?
Oh, he's saying that Russell League is dead and that all we do is dox Ben or SWAT or post kids, which I've never seen that happen, but what do I know? I'm just in Russell League. Hell, I know.
Does he got the right Russell League?
I don't know.
Is there more than one Russell League? Is it spelled right? Does he? I mean, because he, you know, there's trolls out there that will say, "Yeah, I'm Russell League," and it's like, "No, dude, come on."
But wait a minute, I don't get it. So Russell League died, and they like came back like Night of Living Dead or something like that.
No. Russell League's always been around, dude. They don't dox. They don't fucking SWAT people. They don't do any of that shit. They just troll. They're like internet pranksters. They're like what Anonymous, you know, used to be before it got all like political and shit.
Oh. Okay.
But whatever. Let's see. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the former vice president of Wrestle League, who I now believe is we learned on the show tonight is the vice president of the Capitalist Army now. Danny Dantalian, welcome back, Danny.
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, yeah, Archer, I have no fucking clue what he's talking about. He might be talking about, there's a Steam group called Wrestle League that's, you know, been around even longer before us. So, I mean, maybe that's who he's thinking of.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's and the thing with this whole troller hacker community is it's all about deception and mixing lies with truth and spoofing people and doing.
To be honest, I hardly even lie on the internet. Dude, to be honest, you don't even have to lie sometimes. I mean,
yeah,
why would
I know.
Somebody
tell
lies on the internet? Why would somebody even do that?
Oh, man, now Anons Against Yane is on some shit right here. They're saying...
They're always on some shit.
Some funny-ass shit. Like, I'm saying that, you know, I've never seen Wrestle League do any doxing or SWAT, doxing or swatting or posting kids or anything. And then he says, been nothing but nice to you, NC. Always had your back. Tell me, where was old RL when Vince was talking shit to you tonight? That's what to me.
Dude, I'm right here. I was the one that got muted. I don't know what he's talking to you about. I don't know, dude. It's these fucking little Klingon people, these little fucking little people. They don't even know what the fuck's going on, and they run their mouth about shit they don't even know about. It's called Twitter, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Twitter.com/GoofyBone. Say hello. And the call number is 347, what is it? 826-7667. Call us. We would love to hear from you.
So, Miss, did you use protection on Mercedes or not? Because you pled the fifth on that last show.
Does she have big tits? That's all I want to know.
I got $10 from that pussy smell like miracle whip.
He said she did. He said she had, what was it, gorgeous tits, I think was the exact words, or something like that. Vince.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent the Bay is taking a break right now. So we're going to go ahead and go listen to some wonderful jams from somebody I don't know. Take it away, somebody I don't know.
Hey, everybody. Are you still there?
Oh, Vince just came in and just shut down to somebody I don't know.
Okay,
we were just discussing... Mercedes.
Oh, fuck Mercedes. Listen.
Yeah, you did.
Very funny. Okay, check this out. We have two really important guests that I have to get in on the conversation. First off, I want to get OpNoPro on. He's been waiting patiently. OpNoPro, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. We've had a really fun show tonight. My guests, hosts tonight are Goofy Bone and Chewbacca.
I've been listening to the whole show.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed it, or has it been really annoying?
It's been kind of annoying. You know, it's like people aren't really staying to the topics.
I know. Speaking of topics, tacos. What are your tacos?
I sound so disappointed about it.
I love them.
Well, I mean, like,
I think they're great.
What do you prefer? Fish tacos, chicken tacos, beef tacos, pink tacos.
Beef tacos.
Beef tacos. Fuzzy Dice, your thoughts on Fuzzy Dice?
I think they should be hanging in every car.
Low Riders, what do you think?
Overrated.
Mini Trucks, what do you think?
I'm gay.
Mini Trucks. Are those the ones that race each other and jump on top of each other?
Yeah.
What?
For real, that puts a smell on America with, didn't it?
Shut up. Shut up.
I got money on this.
Don't make me mute. Don't make me mute you.
I'm gay.
Okay, no pro. We're trying to stay on topic here. No pro. Cocaine. Diluted or not diluted? What do you prefer?
Not diluted.
Okay.
Or sweetened.
Okay.
Can you ask if it's sweetened?
No.
Don't mind.
Okay, check this out. Next question. Dirt weed. What do you think about if you had no weed or dirt mexi weed to smoke, what would you choose? Would you rather not smoke dirt weed if that's all you had?
Well, I don't smoke any since 68, so it's kind of academic for me.
Damn, you old as fuck.
Point. Move point.
Christ.
Okay. Got it. Also, your favorite football team, how'd it do today?
I don't follow football.
Perfect.
Since 68, right?
No, 68 was just when I graduated, that's all.
Holy shit.
What are you even on the internet for?
Everybody's on the internet.
Why?
Dude.
Do you got a big ass keyboard with the big ass mouse?
Don't say that. The one with the yellow,
hey,
with the yellow numbers and letters.
Simmer down.
What's your problem, guy? What do you think? Everybody's really young on the internet?
You've got the magnifying glass on the Windows XP that follows the cursor.
I have a Timex 1000. Why don't you get real?
Hey, so Vince, according to what happened against Yan, you said I was forcing you to promote my Wigger bullshit. What's that about?
Yeah, I'm totally pimping your shit. That's why I reneged on playing your premiere track on my show. I promised you I was going to play your new song on my show on Friday, and I purposely didn't and chastised you over it.
Yeah,
that's how I'm promoting your music.
Yeah, because you a lying pussy, and you mad because people like me better than you.
Yeah, I would tell that person.
Stop being jealous, Vince.
Yeah. You wish you had my boss. You wish you had my fans. You wish you didn't have the people in chat telling you to shut up and put me on.
All right. You know what?
Wait a minute. Now you're getting ahead of people. Didn't you hear what I said earlier? Everyone has to be on the same page here.
Yeah. Okay. I put Nigger Christ on timeout. We have limited time. And I want to get this next guest on. It's an old friend. Some of you may know him. It is a former representative of our country who fought valiantly to secure internet rights and internet freedom for all. And
oh my God, is it Wax?
Huh?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. You know him as Senator Poop Tickler. Everybody, welcome to the show, Senator Poop Tickler. Welcome, Senator Poop Tickler. Poop Tickler?
Yes, Vince. I just wanted to tell everybody that to have a great night.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, really quick, I want to get your take on some of the topics here. Tacos. Well, what are your favorite tacos?
Nacho cream tacos.
What was that, Poop Tickler, that answered?
Who do you think answered?
Okay. All right. Next question. Fuzzy Dice. What are your thoughts?
Monster balls.
Monster balls. Okay. Lowriders. What do you think of lowriders?
Low?
Riders, yes. What do you think of lowriders?
He's curious to know what he said, low?
No. Yes, lowriders. What do you think of them?
I said low.
That's incorrect. All right, next question. Mini trucks, what do you think of them?
Very mini.
That's correct. Diluted cocaine or pure cocaine, what do you prefer?
Diluted.
Wrong. Dirt weed, would you smoke it?
If I had to.
That's correct. Your favorite football team, how'd it do today?
They lost.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Thanks for participating, Poop Tickler. Any parting words you'd like to share with the audience before we say goodbye?
Enjoy my poop.
Great. Appreciate the call. Thanks for coming through. Folks, we got 10 minutes to go. We're going to get to final thoughts here in just a second. If you want to get in on this, call in now, 347-826-7667. We're going to wrap things up here in just a second. I'm really grateful that Goofy Bone and Chewbacca could share this show with me tonight. Goofy, do you want to plug anything right now as far as what you're up to?
You could find me on Spreaker. That's S-P-E. What the fuck is it? I don't even know how to spell. S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. Yeah, Spreaker.com. Just look up Goofy Bone. I'm fucking there. Or Twitter.com/Goofy Bone. You could always find me there. Fucking hoes and pigging out and shit. But yeah.
Sweet. Sweet. All right, we're going to go around the horn now, give final thoughts, and then say goodbye. I'm going to start with Josh. Josh, your final thoughts tonight.
Yeah, final thoughts is we're all a good show. I didn't get to some of the questions that on the topics that you never asked, but that's all right.
Oh, no, really quick. You got. I give you a few seconds. What did you want to know?
I know, I'm just saying you never asked me my opinions on other topics, but that's all right.
Oh, okay, really quick. Tacos, what's your favorite taco?
All of them but Harry.
Fuzzy Dice, your thoughts?
They should be at every car.
Low Riders, what do you think of them?
They're pretty cool. My uncle owns a 68 Cadillac.
Mini trucks.
Yeah, I'm too big to fit in them.
Mariachi music.
Listen to it while I was growing up. It's all right.
Diluted cocaine or pure cocaine?
Pure.
Would you ever smoke dirt weed if you had to?
I did when I first started, but not anymore.
Okay. And your favorite football team, how'd it do today?
Oh, we won 27-24 in overtime.
Sweet. Cool. Thanks for the call, man. No pro. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Yaks are from Tibet. The males weigh as much as like 1,200 pounds. And you can also find them in Russia. They're an offset of bison is their background, going back thousands of years. Thought you'd like to know that.
I love it, man.
What is that?
What do you mean?
Like, what was the name of that?
That's a yak.
A yak?
An animal. Like you. All right.
Really?
Hey, thanks, No Pro. I always love having you call in. Danny Dantalian. Danny Dantalian, final thoughts.
I'm gay.
Sweet. Thanks for calling, and congrats on being the new vice president of Capitalist Army. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Congratulations.
For real, man, that shit smelled like SeaWorld, didn't it? You gotta give me something, because there's no way I'm getting near that pussy in real life. Ain't no way. Not without a fucking hazmat suit. You gotta give me some kind of hint, man.
Hint about what?
How that pussy smell. That shit gotta smell like motherfucking Shamu's asshole.
Yeah, I agree, Chewy. Thanks. Yeah, I muted him. Okay, Spyco, final thoughts.
Oh, hey, what's up? Well, you didn't get my opinion, so...
Okay, quickly, quick. Tacos, quick, favorite taco.
Favorite
tacos?
Whatever. Food?
What?
No. You're talking to me, Spyco. Stimulant, no food, okay, next.
Okay, Lowriders.
Lowriders are cool, all right.
Fuzzy dice.
Fuck those.
Mini trucks. Mini trucks.
It's whatever.
Diluted cocaine or pure cocaine?
Yes, absolutely.
Dirt weed.
20 times cut fucking cocaine. Dirt weed, that's fine.
Okay, dirt weed, fine. And your football team, how to do tonight?
It did all right. Texans did all right, but, you know, fortunately, lost another one.
All right, thanks for the call. Caller, last minute, you're on the line. Final thoughts, quickly.
Final thoughts, I'm your son and I love you.
Oh, J-Vab. Oh, I love you too, man. Thanks for checking in. One more final caller, 347 number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Vince? It appears that you are the L.A. shooter, according to him.
Fuck you, IS Candy. I'm out of here, everybody. Peace out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Late skates.
brown beaver, and she's stuck a lump in the air. Said I sure do love this big brown beaver, and I wish I did have a pair. Now the beaver was stuck for 7 days, and it gave us all an awful fright. So I tickled his chin, and I gave him a pinch, and the bastard tried to bite.
Thank you very nice.